works now. Your teacher told us that you learned this song.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing it? Or can you tell us something about it?
Yes.
Maybe you start when you know it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I see the teacups, hear me shout. Dip me over, pour me out.
Very good. What about you? Do you remember this song?
I'm a little teapot, strong and stout. Here is my handle, here's my spout. When I see the teacups, hear me shout, tip me over, pour me out.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And do you like tea?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
What kind of tea? Fruit tea?
Fruit tea.
Fruit tea. And what about you?
Yes.
Fruit tea?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hobbies?
My hobby is swimming.
Swimming. Show it to each other. And maybe you keep a little distance. And you can look at it and ask your neighbor what she can see on her little picture. And then you describe each other what you see.
Rainy.
Maybe you describe what you see. Mm-hmm. It's What can you see? Do you listen?
It's a girl.
No, she just told you what she can see on her picture, and then you have to think about what's on her picture. Mm-hmm. Can you repeat, please? What you can see? You just said you see a girl.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Mm-hmm. What is that? Is that a snowflake?
No.
What is it?
Rainy.
She can see?
She can see a girl and raining.
Very good. Good job. So you now explain her what you can see on your picture.
I see a girl. It's swimming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is on her picture? And now I show you a big poster, and you show each other your picture. Okay, let's see. You tell her what your picture is, and you tell her what your picture is.
Mm-hmm. Your picture is this.
And what about you?
Your picture is this.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And can you show me the ship on the poster? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a ship. And How does the ship look like? What does it look like? Is it big or small?
It's big.
It's big. Hmm? And what else can you see about the ship?
Mm-hmm. I can see water.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What color does the ship have?
Red.
Red.
And blue.
And blue.
And gray.
And gray. Three colors has the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And water. Okay. And what about snow? Do you like snow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what can you do with the snow in winter time? Could be a boy or a girl. I don't know. Do you know?
A girl.
A girl? Okay, then it's a girl. What does a girl do? She's not swimming. Can you show me the girl who's swimming? Mm. Mm-hmm. You know skating on the street? Rollerblading?
No.
No? Well, that girl is ice skating.
Ice skating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And what about a rainbow? Can you show me?
Yes, the rainbow.
Can you show me the rainbow?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And do you know when we have a rainbow?
When it's raining, have we a rainbow?
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you say when it's raining and you say when it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's after it rained? It has rained?
Yes.
So you need rain and the sun?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And which colors does a rainbow have?
Violet, green, yellow, and red.
Mm-hmm. Can you show me the green color? Which one has a green color in the rainbow? Mm. Yes, very good. Which one is your favorite color? Best?
Blue.
Mm-hmm. Your shirt is blue and red, and you have so many colors on your shirt. Okay. Mm. And do you know what we need water for? We use water every day, and what do we need it for? Maybe you can look pictures and then you think, yes, that reminds me what I do every day or on my holidays. Can you see water on the pictures?
Yes.
And where?
Here and here. And here. And here. Here. Here and here.
Everywhere you can see water. And what's that girl doing there? She's not swimming, and she's not ice skating.
No.
I think you have that room at home, and you take a shower there. What does she do? Do you know the word for what she's doing? This is a washing machine and washes dirty clothes. And what is she doing? She is? This is a washing machine.
This girl is washing.
Yes, she's washing herself. Okay, and what is the dad doing? What is this?
Flowers.
Flower? And for what do they need the flowers? The water? Maybe you can look here. Do you drink something?
It's raining. And a tree.
And in this picture, it's not raining. But it's kind of raining because of the dad puts water on the flowers. Okay, and where can we find water in nature? You know nature? You don't know nature? And where can we find water in nature?
Raining.
Maybe there's another picture where we can find water in nature.
Here.
Okay. Very good. So, can I have it back? Thank you. Okay, then we'll make another game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about rats. Do you know rats?
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to a mouse. It's bigger. And you have to look for those rats. This one is for you.
Thank you.
But you have to, you're not allowed to show it to her. Mm-hmm. This one is for you. Okay, and now you have to explain each other where your rats are. Those pictures are different. They're not the same. And you explain her where your rats are. And you explain afterwards her where your rats are. And on her picture are the rats 14 and 15. And for example, you can say, my rat number 14 is sitting on the bed. Mm-hmm. Is it right? It's only on her picture. There's a number on your rat. Wurde nicht kopiert?
The number is not.
Okay. Then I will mark the rats for you. Okay. This one is rat number 14. And this is rat number 15. And I tell you, your rat number 14 is sitting on the bed under the blanket. And rat number 15 is also sitting on the bed. On the blanket. Okay, and then you just take one rat and explain where in the room the rat is to her. Do you understand? Also, ihr seht ganz viele Ratten auf eurem Bild und ihr sollt euch einander erklären, wo die Ratten im Zimmer sich befinden. Und du sagst dann zum Beispiel, das war jetzt das Beispiel mit der Ratte 14 und Ratte 15. Die eine Ratte 15 sitzt bei mir auf dem Bett und die Ratte 14 sitzt auf dem Bett unter der Decke. Und sie hat ein anderes Bild, als du es hast.
Mhm.
Und ihr könnt dann die Ratten, die euch erklärt, bei euch dann noch einzeichnen. Da kommt immer zwei Stifte. Deine Lieblingsfarbe ist blau.
Mhm.
And you get the green pen. And try it in English, please. Just choose one rat and tell her where it is. Such dir eine Ratte aus und erklär ihr, wo sie auf deinem Blatt ist. Erklären, wo die Ratte ist. Geht nicht auf Englisch? Schwierig? Dann probierst doch, was du auf Englisch weißt. Der Fußboden ist Floor. My rat is on the floor.
My rat is on the floor.
sag's auf Deutsch.
Die Ratte ist neben am Fußboden und neben einer Kiste.
Mhm, dann kannst du da. You can draw red there. Mhm. Okay, now your friend, it's her turn. You explain her where your reds are.
My red is of the books.
Mhm. Okay. And you choose another red and explain to her where your red is.
My red is
very good. You did a very good job. Mm-hmm. Okay, we quit now. And you can go back to your classroom.